Yeah, Tyler, do you even have like soulless Zoom meetings at work?
Dog, yeah.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Don't know how much you split your time between like being out in the field catching dudes jerking off in your park versus being on the computer catching
You
dudes
know what?
on Zoom.
It's a larger percentage of both than I would like. Alrighty, welcome everybody to I think episode 626 of the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. Oh man, that's a background, Boris. Look
That's
at
right.
Boris on the beach. He's probably drinking Coronas this week. He's so
Oh.
tropical. It's a yeah, it's another non-Sam Ginsberg episode, but don't worry, we've got both Boris and Mary on this call.
Hi.
What up? Yeah, I'm
And
coming on vacation over here, enjoying my
yeah.
sunny tropical vibes.
It really, I thought you were still in Boston with that palm tree, you know?
The Boston Palm, we call it.
Yeah, I know you're not in Boston, but whatever, it doesn't
Close
matter.
enough.
Yeah, exactly. When was the last time y'all were on a pod together?
Oh, probably like years.
Oh yeah, it's been a long time.
Been a
We
long time. All right.
we're
Took
like ships
advantage
in
of
the night.
Sam's, yeah, of like Sam's, absence to reunite our friendship.
That's
Friendship with Sam over. Friendship
right.
with Mike is back.
That's right. Suck it,
Yeah.
Sam.
The Ginsberg era is over and done. Yeah.
Correct. All
Exile
right.
in
Well,
Canada.
I hope he never comes back. Stays up there with those filthy French Canadians. Let's see. Boris, why don't you go first? What do you have this week?
Sure. Well, I'm kicking it on a beach, so I figured I'd get something appropriate for the beach. I have Dockside Dew.
Wow.
I don't think this is so. This is called a honeydew IPA, and I don't think it's actually supposed to taste like Mountain Dew, but they have
But
really
they
leaned
made the
into it.
logo look like it. Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm surprised they haven't been sued.
I am surprised that they will not get a cease or haven't gotten a cease and desist for this. I'm
Yeah,
guessing.
big time.
So this is by Stellwagen Brewery, which is in Marshfield, Massachusetts, which is about 20 miles south of here. So they're out in the sticks. I think they're a pretty small project, so they may have just flown under the radar here.
You
Until
just blew up their
now.
spot, Mike. Yeah.
Yeah, now that I'm putting them on in this podcast that's going to be heard by millions,
That's
I'm sure PepsiCo or whoever the fuck owns Mountain Dew will hop right
correct.
on that. Yeah, but Honeydew IPA, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had a beer with honeydew in it.
Yeah, me
My
neither. It's
storied
such a
career.
subtle flavor.
Yeah, I mean it smells like a Jolly Rancher or something. Not that it smells really candy sweet, but it smells like it has kind of like very artificial
Artificial, yeah,
flavor in
fake
it.
fruit flavor in it. Real fake news beer over there.
I mean, I gotta hand it to him. That tastes like a honeydew IPA. Like I love it. It's like fruity and a little sweet, but not too sweet. And it's like kind of leaning into the like New England IPA, like kind of hazy, citrusy. But it's just got that like kick of like a real like artificial fruit flavor, but it's not bad. I don't know. It's like kind of hoppy. It's well balanced.
Nice. Weird.
I really like it. Yeah. I'm
Perfect
as
for the
surprised as you
beach.
are. Sorry.
Perfect for the beach.
It will be, and it is 6.4% in case you are keeping track at home.
I was wondering. Okay, well, what a shocker over there. I don't think
I
I'm going to be
know.
surprised by my beer. I have Tenek Brewing Company. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. Chesapeake Lager or 5% ABV. Betcha, I bet you it's going to taste like a lager.
Sounds pretty, just like right down the middle.
Yeah, I couldn't distinguish this looking at it from a Coors or a Budweiser. It has almost no head. The bubbles are exactly the same size. Smells maybe a little, as Zach likes to say, maybe a little damp newspapery. It's kind of how it
Okay.
smells. It's fine. It's pretty clean, pretty crisp. Maybe like a little, I don't know, biscuity or something. Reminds me of like like a what are the Pillsbury Doughboy biscuits. It's kind of what it reminds
Oh,
me
like a
of.
Grands biscuit?
Yeah,
Like
for
light,
sure.
fluffy, buttery.
Yeah. Right.
You get to
So,
make
I
those
mean,
flaky biscuits from Grands. They're like the best biscuits.
the flaky ones?
The
No.
flaky ones where you could peel off the layers of biscuit.
Oh, that's pretty good.
To what end? I don't know. They're just really good. I don't know why you want to flake it like that. You
Because
can
it
roll
tastes
them
real
in.
good, I guess. Yeah. Ooh,
Yeah, you
sandwiches. Love
stuff
the
put some
sandwiches.
eggs and sausage or something between there.
Ooh. Oh
Big
boy.
time. Well, I wasn't really surprised by this. It's fine. It's inoffensive. There's not a lot going on, but it's fine. Mary, what do you have?
What do I have? So I have it'll be surprising to nobody that I brought a sour. So I have from Three Sheeps Brewing, which is based in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. There it's just called sour, but it's spelled like SOWRE. I don't really know
Like
why.
a pig?
Is that what it is? I think it does start with the word sow and then RE, like sour.
Sour,
But they said it's
or is
pronounced
it
sour.
a French ass name?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a sour ale with passion fruit and blackberry, and it's 8% ABV, 8.0.
Forrest, that was an incredible reference from
Hey,
15
thanks,
years ago.
bud.
Great job, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
It's a beautiful, like, purple blackberry color.
Whoa, it
Whoa,
does look very
bright.
vibrant. Yeah.
It's good. I think it's sour. I think it's actually been a while since I've had a sour, so it's good. Sour, it's a little bitter. It's not very sweet, but that's why I like sour, so that's good. I've had some like berry sours where it's just like I feel like I'm drinking like one of those like Martinelli's grape juice things. This is not that. It's good. I'm excited to see where it goes over the course of this episode.
All right. Okay. Well, nobody hates their beer, so that's good.
Yeah.
You know what we all hate?
Ooh.
Doing laundry.
Ooh.
Yeah. But this next article shows there's some hope on the horizon. From FoxNews.com, load the laundry, grab a beer inside America's laundromat bars.
So when we
So,
started this and you sent us the articles, I don't know if you noticed, I started laughing when I opened some of the articles. That was because I saw this one. And the two people in this like screenshot of the video, who I assume are the people that made a laundromat bar, just like look exactly what I would picture people would look like if I knew someone who like made a laundromat bar. Because it's like a kind of a hipster beer looking dude.
it's a
And
very
then like his like crunchy lady friend slash maybe wife. I don't know.
Fred Armisen vibes from this guy.
Yeah.
Oh man, I crashed out hard. Are you saying that the guy in the image made you laugh because he looks like Fred Armisen?
No, I'm saying it made me laugh because I was like, if I had a picture, if you told me, like, hey, Mary, picture in your head what you think two people would look like if they own a laundromat bar, this is like exactly who I would picture.
Yeah,
That's
that's
Yes.
true. I'm
true. It
sorry.
was the hype.
Sorry to make you repeat yourself, but
It's
it
okay.
was worth it for me.
Our
I
audience
guess
gets to laugh twice at how funny I am.
big time. I guess these are like a big thing in New York City now, these laundromat bars, but apparently they've been kind of a big thing in like the Midwest and Oregon for a while. I've never encountered one. I feel like this is the first time I'm hearing about it, but I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, right. Like if you're stuck there anyway, because you have to do laundry, might as well like do something fun while you're there.
Have you guys ever lived in a place where you had to like go to a laundromat, like it didn't have laundry available?
No.
So my first year in Wisconsin, I did.
Ingrid over here.
And I had to go to a laundromat and I would just bring beer.
Would you?
There you
That's
go.
rad, Boris. That's rad. Dude,
Just make your own laundromat bar.
yeah, I mean this is when Shoop and I lived out in the absolute boonies. Not like super far away from Madison, but it was like kind of a poorer area where just no one gave a shit about anything. And so like, yeah, I'd just bring like a couple Coors with me and like throw my stuff in the laundry and then like, I don't know, watch an episode of something and drink a beer. I'd like give a beer to someone if they were sitting near me and they'd be like, "Oh, sick. Thanks, bro."
That's
Just like,
awesome.
make their day a little brighter. And
That's
yeah, I don't know. I probably got away with it a lot cheaper than whatever these laundry bars are charging.
big time.
You probably like inspired this trend. Like somewhere you
Yeah,
handed
I
somebody a
probably.
beer in the laundromat and they were like, oh,
Oh
and they just
man.
did this.
You think I should like try and get a cut of this?
Yes. Was it one of these two people? Did you give them a beer at some point?
I don't know. They don't look like the type of people who are in the neighborhood of Wisconsin I was in, or
They
the
are,
neighborhood of
this
Madison.
is Oregon, I think, so you're
Yeah.
correct.
No, these are Oregon people for sure.
Big time.
For sure. I love that you did that, Mike. Why do I, Mary, you're really rubbing off on me. I never call Boris Mike, and you did it like twice, and now I can't stop. I'm going back to Boris. Boris, I
I
love
can
that you
call
did
him
that.
Boris. All right.
What?
We can call him Boris. That's fine.
No, it's just that you said it like once and it infected my brainium.
It is one of his names.
If you're a nerd, I guess.
Yeah. A very long, short list of people who call me Mike. Yeah. I think it's basically my parents, and that's about
Oh, I'll stop doing it then. I'll be his
it.
parents.
Well, Mary, you could be the third on that list, you know.
Okay.
But so one of my I when I first started, it was at this tiny company when I started working at my current company, and there was like 10 people there, and of course one of them was already named Mike.
Yeah.
But they started calling me Mike B. And then my wife was at like a Christmas party with them, and she was like, "That's weird. It sounds like he's Mike A and you're Mike B, and like you're
Oh,
second Mike. You guys
it
should just call
does.
him Boris because that's what everyone else calls him." And so now all my coworkers call me Boris too. So basically, everyone in my life calls me Boris. But yeah, in conclusion, this one simple hack turns any situation into a bar, which is bring your own beer.
Just bring
Yeah.
beer to it.
And
I had the apartment, my first apartment out in California. I had to go to a laundromat, and I was not, I mean, I was kind of thinking along the same lines as you, Boris. I would just get really high before I went, and then I'd just watch the clothes go around and around and around and around. But I love this idea. Is it probably expensive? Yeah, maybe. But like laundromats are fucking horrible, and anything I feel like that would make the pain go away a little bit is good to go in my book.
Yeah, I, oh boy, yeah, it's really one of those things where it's like, it seems like a unique kind of torture to be like once a week or once every other week, you just have to go spend 3 hours in this place.
Place.
And it's always like the shittiest place ever. Like it's not a place you want to spend time.
Yeah.
Am
Am
yeah.
I like bougie for having never had to use a laundromat?
I don't
Nah,
think
I mean,
so. I
I
only
think it's
did it.
getting much less common.
Well, because I had at least like one stinky apartment in my time, but we
Yeah.
had like in building laundry. So it wasn't
Yeah.
in unit, but it was still in the building.
And I think that's becoming a lot more common. I think the experience of having to go to a laundromat is becoming much less common, is what I was saying.
Now
Yeah.
they're becoming cool.
I guess now they're hip. New York City likes them, so.
This is when the place Shoop and I lived, we were paying $300 a month each in rent. So, like, we just got fucking nothing for amenities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Makes
God,
a lot of sense.
no. So you have a roof?
We did have a roof.
That's
We
it.
actually, we had, there was a second story with a different apartment, and there were people always stomping around up there. So we definitely had a roof.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
can't be upstairs neighbors if you're not stomping around. It's part
Yeah.
of the deal.
Yeah. We had a laundry hookup, and I remember talking to Shoop and being like, "Should we buy a washer dryer?" And he was like, "No, dude, we're gonna be here for like a year." Like,
And
absolutely.
how long were you there?
A year.
Oh, okay. All
Yeah.
right. Seems right.
He was
That's
right.
good.
He was right. We shouldn't have done that because I don't know what I would have done with like a washing machine once we moved out. Just be like, I
Yeah.
guess I have an extra one now.
Just bequeathed
I'm sure.
it to the person coming in. Like, now there's an extra amenity for
Yeah,
you.
I'm sure I could have sold it to somebody, but anyways.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Laundromat's weird.
I do like that one in Reno, Nevada has slots in it. I think that's pretty funny. Although somehow having slots in the laundromat makes it like sad and not cool.
That's just like, yeah, that makes me
Yeah.
worried. It's
Yeah,
like,
it's
hey,
like
you might not be able to afford your own washer dryer. Do you also want to lose extra money while you're here
I'll bet
by
my jeans.
gambling?
Don't you already get your putting quarters into things fix when you're on that? Got him.
That's true. That is true.
What other public spaces should have bars because they're places you just like have to spend a lot of time?
Bus station.
What if the buses themselves had
The
even
bus
better?
itself. Honestly, even better. I
As
think we
long as
should
the
be.
driver's not drinking, who
Yeah, you
cares?
can get a beer on a train and a plane. Why not on a bus?
Went on the bus.
Think there should be like a little cooler when you walk on. You can like grab a beer, drop a dollar in
Yeah.
the car.
I like it. Hey, speaking of crazy things that happen on buses, do you remember like way back in the day when that guy beheaded a guy on a Greyhound bus?
What?
Yes. Oh, Boris doesn't remember.
Wow.
So a lot of
Boris doesn't
crazy. Yeah.
embrace fear in the way that I do.
There was an I think it was in Canada, and a guy was just like untreated schizophrenic and thought that God told him to murder this guy in the seat next to him. So he was just like on a Greyhound bus and stabbed this dude a bunch and then cut off his head and then ate like his eyeballs and part of his heart.
Wow.
I gotta say really quick, I Google searched, sorry, for a Greyhound bus beheading, and
Yeah.
the first article that came up was, "Can a man who beheaded bus passenger granted freedom?"
See, that's where I was going. That's where I was going. I was gonna say, he's been
Okay.
out of jail. He's been out of jail for 7 years.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So again,
You thought.
he was an untreated schizophrenic.
Okay.
It was ruled that he was not criminally liable due to being insane. They put him in a mental hospital for like 9 years, and then they said that now he's treated and is a totally normal dude. And he's just been out and about for the last 7 years.
He did say he's really sorry.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I mean, yeah, on the one hand, like, if they've treated what's wrong with him, I don't know that he needs to be locked up for the rest of his
Yeah.
life, but boy,
He
that's.
better not do it again, is all I'm
Yeah,
saying.
that would be a big oopsie.
Well, I'm just sitting here like,
Oops.
okay, so he probably had like a smallish knife, right, to stab this guy with.
No, it was like a 7-inch kitchen knife or something like that.
Okay,
How
but
would you
still.
behead a guy with a small
Yeah, he
knife?
got really far along in this process, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're just talking about stuff that happened on buses because we were talking about buses. Like, how, why, what is the connection to this?
Nothing. We were talking about how they should serve beer on buses, and then I was like, hey, a crazy thing happened on a bus, and this guy's out and about, which I also think is wild. I don't think it's wrong, like Boris said. It's just nuts that you can like behead and eat a man and be walking around
Did
in
he eat him?
society. He ate his eyes and part of his heart.
Oof.
Oh my.
Yeah. Gain
What?
his strength. If you're gonna kill somebody, you may as well eat their
Right,
heart.
also,
Go
this
all the
happened
way.
in Canada, which is where Sam is currently. So,
That's true.
Sam,
What
watch your back,
if? Don't go
bud.
on any buses.
Just a little tag about this story, because there's one other thing that I think is very amusing, and then we'll move on. So this happened weeks after Greyhound had produced an ad campaign saying there's a reason you've never heard of bus rage. And then they had to cancel that.
Oh, because they're trying to be
Yeah.
like, road rage, but
Yeah.
no one rages on the bus, and this guy
Yeah.
beheaded a man, and they're
That's
like, actually, yes, I
very,
do.
very clearly written by someone who has never ridden a bus before.
Right,
Right. I was like, a
exactly.
lot
of upset people are on the
There is absolutely bus rage. When you're sitting on the bus,
bus.
it's just like stuck in traffic like every other fucking car, and you're like,
Yeah.
this is annoying.
Just eating the person next to you's breath.
But if it was a bar,
Yeah.
maybe he would have chilled
then
out.
it's
Who knows?
fine.
Mary, I assume you haven't been beheading people, so what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I guess my most exciting pop culture situation recently is I went to they had a Coldplay concert in Madison,
Did you
Wisconsin,
get
and
caught on the screen? Did you go with your.
it was the first concert after the concert where that happened.
Yeah.
So people like it was this concert the whole week leading up to it, everybody was just like, oh man, don't get caught on the jumbotron, burr, 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 like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And nobody did get caught. No one was like caught cheating on the jumbotron
Well,
again.
no
Well, or
shit.
no.
Do you know the huge balls you have to then go cheat at a Coldplay concert after that had happened?
Right. Well, the funny part was like, so they didn't mention it at all. Like the drama, like Coldplay, Chris Martin didn't say anything about the
Oh
CEO
no, come
affair
on.
situation. But it was so much so that it was clear somebody was like, Chris Martin, you cannot talk about it. You have
Yeah.
to ignore it. You can't
Yeah.
address it, whatever. Because there's
Yeah.
a couple of times where he's like in the middle of like this little stage, it's like in the middle of all the standing people. And he's like, looking around and he's like reading off people's posters and like saying hi to the crowd, whatever. And you can see on the jumbotron there were like clearly posters that were like referencing the situation. There's ones with like big arrows that were like, this person's not my CEO and like all this stuff. And he specifically was not talking about
Yeah.
any of those ones.
Yeah.
He was talking about every single other poster that he could find and stuff like that. And then the part later when they actually like, because what the whole thing with the jumbotron at the concert I learned is like there's a little segment where they're like, hey, we're gonna like say hi to like you all in the crowd by like zooming in on like 4 to 5 different people, or
Yeah.
whatever. And while he was like introducing this concept, he was like laughing, and the whole crowd was laughing because we all like
Yeah.
knew like this is where those people got like busted. And they did it. So they did like zoom in on a couple people, and he sings a little song he makes up about the people or whatever. But they definitely zoomed in on just like group of dudes that are here as friends. Group of dudes that are here as friends, other group of dudes that are here as friends. Like, very much did not like point out, do any couples, like, no couples.
Do you think they
I
accidentally like outed some closeted gay guys?
don't know, maybe. I mean, there's this, unless, maybe some throuples. I don't know. Because the one group I remember was like three dudes that were wearing like Mario Bros. Hats. There's like a Mario and a
Oh, that's pretty
Luigi and
good.
then a Wario guy. Yeah, and I remember the whole song. So like Chris Martin basically would like vamp and like make up a song that was basically like a limerick
Yeah.
about whoever was on the screen. And for the Mario group, he definitely rhymed the word like cross with bros, like Mario Bros, but he pronounced it Mario Bros to rhyme it with cross. And I was like, Chris Martin, I know you're like British or whatever. That's a stretch. It's a huge
Yeah.
stretch. You're like
I
reaching
know.
so far.
Wait, was this like a kiss cam? Or was this just like a, we're gonna
No,
put
no. It
people in the
wasn't meant to be
audience?
a kiss cam. It was just like, let's say hi to people in the audience. He's like zoomed in on people and he just like talked to
Yeah.
them and like played them a little song that he like made up on the fly.
Yeah.
So something I assume is what he was going to do with those people when they got caught
Yeah.
cheating or whatever. So
The thing that I keep thinking about is like, so those people, like, clearly the people around them knew what was going on.
yes.
That is way too many loose ends
Yeah.
for an affair like this. Like, they were doomed from the start.
Yeah.
I don't think Coldplay, I think Coldplay just was the thing that happened to
Yeah.
out this, but that
That
is
dude's like
wow.
trying to sue Coldplay now, the
I
man.
know. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like,
For like emotional distress.
why don't you just sit down and shut up for like 2 years before like and everybody can forget who you are,
And
idiot.
it's just like
Yeah.
the energy he's giving off is like, I fucked up and I got caught, and now I'm gonna blame everybody else except myself for the
Yeah.
consequences of my actions.
Mary,
It's
that
like,
is how you become CEO of a company.
that's
Let me
true.
tell you. And then cheat on your wife with the HR lady. Of course, it was fucking HR. God, I hate HR.
Weirdly though, very age appropriate choice,
I guess.
right? Like, he wasn't just with some
Yeah.
hot young thing. It was like this woman who seemed of an age with him. I was
I
like, maybe they
guess.
had like, I'm not
Yeah.
saying cheating is good. Cheating's never okay, but I was like, they must have had, I want to know like how good was their relationship with her? They really like met on like a mental, spiritual level, not just like,
Maybe that's why he's upset, is the other young girls
yeah.
that he's cheating with are gonna find out. It goes deeper.
I heard that his company released an ad with Gwyneth Paltrow
They
recently,
did.
which I thought was kind of funny,
That's
you
funny.
know?
I didn't
But
think it
I
was real when I saw it. I was like, there's
yeah.
so much like fake shit floating around with this
Yeah.
incident. And I was like, this can't. Like,
Well,
why would she
because
even do this? But
obviously
yeah.
the correct reaction is to just pretend like just kiss her or whatever and then move on. It's
Yeah.
not like your wife
Yeah.
is watching the Coldplay
I know,
concert.
if they had like
Yeah.
been
If
normal,
you had just
yeah,
been cool.
nobody would have said anything about it. No one
Yeah,
would have like
exactly.
done some silly song about them being a couple, and then they would have just moved on to whatever the next thing was. I
Yeah.
like,
And like, I don't
yeah.
know, clearly your whole fucking company knows anyways. Like,
Yeah. With the 19 guests you brought in that box.
yeah,
Yeah.
That was
that's insane, man. There are
bonkers.
too many loose ends for me to take you seriously here.
But yeah, that was like my accidental,
That's
like,
cool. How was the
I got,
concert
we got
though?
tickets to this. It was actually, it was really good. So like
Nice.
it was in Cam Randle Stadium, which they haven't done concerts there for like decades, apparently. So I guess it was like a big deal. They like did this concert, and then I think a week before they did, who was it? It was a country guy, Morgan Wallen. I don't listen to country music,
Boo.
but he was there. He did a concert like the week before the Coldplay concert.
That guy sucks ass.
I don't know. I don't listen to country. He probably sucks.
It's not about, no, I don't know his music. His music is probably fine,
Is
but
he politically shitty?
he's said the N-word like a lot. Like a lot.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he probably said it in Madison now, which is good.
Probably. He can't say it in all 50 states, so.
But you know, the show was actually, it was really good. I'm not like, I wouldn't say I'm not like the biggest Coldplay fan, but like I used to be. I feel like everybody had a Coldplay moment. Like X and
Sure.
Y slap, like for sure. So like it was really cool. It's just a lot of, we were up in like the nosebleeds, my friend and I. So it was just a lot of like looking at everything really far away, but it was cool because they gave us these wristbands and we went in the door and they like lit up. So like the whole crowd was like part of the light show.
Oh, that's
And that
cool.
was really cool.
Wow.
I was like, wow. It's just a lot of glowing stuff. And they played Yellow and the whole like stadium turned yellow, like the lights. And I was like, I
Yeah.
get it. And it was just really fun.
Yeah,
We'll do
Coldplay is
that.
one of those bands where I feel like I don't often, like, I don't go to Spotify and type in Coldplay and be like, I'm gonna listen to Coldplay today, but I
Yeah.
know like probably 20 Coldplay songs.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm
They
sure
just
I would
got
have a
like,
blast at this concert.
yeah, it was a blast. 'Cause they have so many singles and you just don't
Yeah.
realize it until suddenly they're playing a concert for 2.5 hours and every song is like, oh wow, this song was huge,
Yeah,
like
you're
the
like, I
whole
remember that
time.
one. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really good. I liked it a
That's
lot.
crazy.
Yeah. That's my content. Is my
Well, that's
Coldplay
cool.
concert. Yes.
That's fun. Here's something else that's fun. From usatoday.com, Miller Lite giving away 50,000 free beers. When and where to
Woo.
get one? Yeah.
Hello.
It's the 50th anniversary of Miller Lite, I guess.
Just
So,
existing?
yep.
Oh.
Just it's not Miller, but Miller Lite.
I mean, so like I have a question though about the history of beers for my two beer friends. When they, I guess, invented or created Miller Lite 50 years ago, were light beers like a thing? Or was this like the first or one of the first ones? Like, was Bud Light the first one?
I don't know which one was the first, but they did all kind of come around at the same time as a response to the health craze in America that was going on. Like, this is when, like, fucking, who is that guy? The guy in this spandex, the sparkly spandex.
Oh my God. No pain, no gain.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons, thank you. This was
Yeah.
like during the Richard Simmons time, and everybody was like, man, beer has a lot of calories. And so they were like, here's these light beers. And that's where that came from.
I will say the according to Wikipedia, at least the first successful light beer brand was Miller Lite.
There you go.
There you go.
Which was then owned by Philip Morris. Sorry, what?
That makes sense.
You know, at some point they tried to make a cigarette beer, right?
Oh,
Oh
what?
no.
Like a beer that tastes like cigarette?
Philip Morris like
Tomacos.
owns a bunch of cigarette companies, basically,
Yeah.
like the main
Ew. Yeah,
cigarettes.
do you think they tried to like make beer more addictive? Like we can add some nicotine in there.
Chuck some nicotine in here.
Probably. They're like, did you know
Disgusting.
there's no tar in beer? We could change that.
Holds the bones together.
Ugh.
But yeah, so f like 450 breweries across the country are giving out free Miller Lights on August 1st, which just so happens to be International Beer Day, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah. You can you can like go to these bars. You can visit the website that's in here to find out where the bars are. You can also, I guess, claim them online somehow. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm
that
gonna
is like,
search.
you can't just legally go into a bar and be like, I'm from Miller. I'm giving out free beer to everybody, right? Like, it
No,
seems
no, no, no.
like
It's not a Duffman situation,
done.
Boris.
A
So
reverse even Steve Austin, you throw
yeah.
out to the crowd.
No, I believe that probably these bars are like, we'll record how many Miller Lights we give out or whatever, and we'll get reimbursed for however
Yeah.
many
There's
from.
8 bars on this list that are doing this within like a 5-minute radius of my house.
Sounds like you got to go get some free Miller
Wisconsin,
Lite.
baby.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for me to not get a free Miller Lite because I'm walking on the sidewalk, someone's gonna throw one at me.
I mean,
Oh,
actually,
okay.
yeah, it's August 1st. That's this coming Friday.
Ooh,
Yep.
Friday.
So I could
TGIF.
let's see.
Yeah, I guess the whole thing's kicking off at 4:50 because 50 years.
Good
So
news.
that's
That's like when I leave work.
hey, there you go, Mary.
Perfect.
You've got homework.
You want me to go and tell you how the free Miller Lite was?
I want to know how the ambiance was, if they did have a Duffman-esque character just hanging around.
Oh man.
Was Slurms McKenzie in attendance, for instance?
Ooh, one of these is a bowling alley. I'm gonna go to that one.
That's fun. Maybe the drunkest I ever got was at a bowling alley.
That is a wild sentence.
Well, they were pouring for like dudes who like to bowl, not for guys like me.
How did you get so fucked up at a bowling alley?
I don't know.
Sneaked up on you, I think.
Yeah, it really did.
A lot of pitchers going around at bowling alleys, and you're bowling. You usually don't know how drunk you are because, like, you don't need to be sober to bowl.
That's very
Probably
true.
helps if you're not, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went from the bowling alley to some bar,
Uh-oh.
and I spent the rest of the night throwing up.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I've been in situations that were a lot easier to get drunk than. Oh man, the state selector on this Miller Lite find a bar near you is very limited.
Yeah.
Massachusetts is not on there.
Really?
Not, oh wow, there aren't, you're right, there aren't very many
So I think I have
states.
so for I've probably complained about this before on this podcast, but in Massachusetts, happy hour is illegal because
Right.
there's
basically a law that is like you are not allowed to discount the sale of alcohol based on the time of day or like the gender. So like they don't do ladies' night or anything.
This is
Now,
insane to me. The state slash city that I associate the most with, like, American freedom is like no happy hour.
it also says right here, 50 years, 50 states. Are they
There's
lying?
only like 18 states in the drop down list. My
That's
sorry, four
wild.
is correct.
Yeah, Delaware's not on here.
And one of
Yeah.
these is the District of Columbia, which is like not even a state.
Ooh, get them. Political.
I mean, it's also just true.
Yeah.
Of course, we gotta come back to Wisconsin. We got like there's like so many.
I
There's so
do.
many bars here that are doing
I do. That looks sick.
it.
Yeah, so the problem with Massachusetts, though, is that it was founded by a bunch of Puritans.
Ah.
Tyler, I may have just accidentally muted you.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell, man?
It's like, shut the fuck up, Tyler. I have things
Yeah.
to say about the
I've spoken
Puritans.
enough.
No, apparently it was like a thing where basically just like in the 80s, like there was some highly publicized death of a person who was hit by a drunk driver after they'd been at a happy hour and like gotten sloshed. And so like
Oh.
apparently the reasonable reaction was like no happy hour. And
What is this, a Footloose situation?
there's been I
Yeah.
mean kind of there's
No
been
dancing either.
we had like a ballot initiative to bring it back a few election cycles ago that did not pass for some reason. But like restaurants really don't like it actually because it's kind of a race to the bottom once you
Yeah.
start like discounting drinks and then people come in and just get hammered. They will sometimes discount food. There'll be like half price apps or something like that, which is.
Sure.
Well, that restaurants liked it because they could do it on like obviously like they're not peak hours to just try to get people in the door, even if stuff is like
Yeah.
discounted.
I don't know. That's just kind
I
of what I've
don't
heard about it is that it's not. You'd think restaurant owners would be the people who are like trying to bring it back, but they're like not that enthusiastic about it.
know. Like, we don't want people to pay less for our stuff. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, I don't, it is kind of wild to
The
me, especially like of all the places in the United States, Boston actually has pretty decent public transit relative to like other
fuck?
places. Like,
Yeah, or they're
you know,
terrible. Yeah,
most places in Madison, it's like if you're getting drunk at a bar, you're driving home either way, or you're getting an
getting
Uber
an
or something.
Uber. Yeah,
Yeah.
But there's a genuine chance that if you're getting home from work in Boston, you're like taking a train somewhere. But
so here's a question. Like, back in the 70s, how were people going to bars all the time? Was everybody just driving drunk, or
yes.
like, what's the deal?
I think
Yeah.
I think there were probably people like lived close enough to like walk to these places, like, oh, your neighborhood bar, you just walk there. Or yeah, everyone's just driving drunk
No, I
AF.
truly, yeah, based on all the boomers in my life who have like absolutely no qualms about like slamming some gin and tonics and then hopping behind
Yeah.
the wheel, like especially like when we're so Ruth's parents have a place up in New Hampshire that we go up to, and that like it's like a kind of rural little community that we they do a lot of parties and stuff, and a lot of them will be like, oh, it's just like a 5 minute drive on some back roads, like whatever.
Fine.
It's fine, yeah.
Oh, good. On unlit, not well-maintained
Yeah,
roads. That
like
sounds fine.
gravel roads. There's nobody out there.
Fucking
It's
gravel
fine.
roads in the woods with
Yeah.
no,
No,
yeah.
for sure. This actually came up recently in Madison with the Coldplay concert again, because I think a lot of people learned at the same time that the buses stopped running like pretty early. Like it's like 10 or 11 p.m. even on a Saturday. So like people, we got out of the concert like 11:15. No buses. My friend and I drove there, so we were fine. We got to the car and it was
Yeah.
fine. But like there's so many people just wandering around being like, where's the buses? And there's like no buses.
Yeah.
I think it's like
Yikes.
a total shit show, like everybody trying to get an Uber, and the surge pricing was crazy and it was like impossible.
Yikes. Oof.
So they gotta figure that out, I think, before we do more Camp Randall concerts.
Yeah, that's always one of those things that like I've been to like one or two NFL games, and it's always like it's literally like 3 hours to get out of the parking lot. Just like it astounds me that we haven't figured this out, and people are just like, yeah, I'll go to a huge event and then like just get stranded there for hours.
Well, it's like when I was trying to like leave the Coldplay concert, we ended up just like sitting in our seats for an extra like 25 minutes. There was just like there's just no like people room to like walk out. Everyone was just standing around like in this crowd. And so finally we started leaving, and then we got out of the stadium, but then we're just like in a crowd in the street that wasn't moving. And I was like, this is how crowd crushes happen and how people die. It's just like this shit. So
Yeesh.
yeesh.
Well, Boris, that sounds like a good time to ask you what you've been doing.
Being
crushed.
Being crushed in a giant, yeah, in a giant crowd. No, I actually I have a kid, so we don't do fun things like go to Coldplay concerts. We did do a fun thing like go to a wedding in Minneapolis last week, though. That was nice.
That's cool.
I love
Yeah.
Minneapolis.
This was a friend that I actually think Sam met him a long, long time ago because Sam and I went up to stay with him for a beer festival in Minneapolis.
Nice.
Yeah, congrats to the couple. Probably the highlight of that wedding is that this friend of mine, he does not have great taste in music. He mostly likes kind of like very all of his music is like first name, last name band type music where it's just like,
Like the Dan Brown band or like whatever.
yeah, the like the Joe Smith band or something. It's just like white guy music. And he was like so hyped for his wedding too. He was like, I told the DJ bangers only. It's gonna be sick. And I was like, and so we were kind of razzing him. We have this like kind of long-standing joke about the song Pony by Ginuwine.
Great.
Obviously a banger,
I'll
and
put that on the
sure.
banger list
And
solidly.
so we were like, Mike, given that Pony by Ginuwine is a banger, I assume we will be hearing that at your wedding. Like, you will not, and I told the DJ no requests. So, fuck off, guys. And so the wedding happens. It's a beautiful ceremony. The reception happens. And they open the dance floor and it's just like empty. And guys, they're playing Grease, like the musical.
What?
They're playing
Like a hand drive?
just like garbage.
That's so weird.
It is not bangers only, friends.
Oh no.
And wait, were these songs that he had picked out, or was the DJ just trash?
I think there was, I don't know, usually for these events, there's sort of a collaborative session where you'll talk to the DJ and they'll be like, give me five songs you really want played and five songs you don't want played. And you don't want to like
Correct.
micromanage the DJ. You want to let them do their job, but you kind of give them the vibe and stuff.
I was like, you at my wedding, for example, I was like, you have to play the Macarena. You cannot play the Chicken Dance. That was like the vibe I was going out with. And
Inside you, there are two wolves.
I think on the rest of the dude I played, it was like, don't play any R. Kelly, don't play any Michael Jackson. And then coming, my aunt definitely at the wedding was like, the DJ said I couldn't play Thriller. And I was like, yeah, crazy how that
Man,
works.
speaking of R. Kelly, so just real quick, I have to burst in here. There were some weddings at the museum that I run, and they were playing things like It Wasn't Me. And I was like, this is a bad song to start off your relationship with.
Weird.
Anyway, go ahead, Mike.
But a banger.
Boris, go ahead, Boris.
All right. Thanks,
Boris.
Triple A. Anyways, so yeah, the day comes and like it starts off pretty weak, and it's also like just a really nice day outside. Like it was beautiful, there was a sunset, so like nobody was on the dance floor. Everyone was like outside, like there was like cornhole and other stuff going on, and people were just hanging out outside and whatever. So I kind of felt bad. So after a while, like it kind of started to pick up. There were some good songs. So we slowly filled the dance floor, and then the DJ kind of comes on, and he was like, I was talking to the maid of honor at the bar, and she asked for something, and I know I said that Mike said no requests, but can someone get a chair? And I was like, oh shit, I know what's about to happen. And because earlier before the wedding, we had like been talking to the bridesmaids and we were like telling them about how Mike said no pony and they thought that was ridiculous. So we got a chair and he had the bride sit down, and my friend Mike, who had declared that Pony will not be played at his wedding, had to give her a little lap dance to
Nice.
Yay!
the song Pony by Ginuwine
Good.
of
Ex
Anchor.
excellent. That's pretty funny.
So that was definitely the highlight of the wedding for me.
How are his moves?
Surprisingly good.
Oh, okay.
He's yeah, he can dance. He just doesn't listen to good music, man. I don't know.
The pony brings it out. That's good.
Yeah, it sure does.
Aww.
That's pretty funny. That's
Yeah, cute. I like that.
that was nice.
What I don't really like is our next article, thestreet.com. Guinness beer partners with ice cream brand known for wild flavors.
Woo.
Yeah, I don't know. This lets me down. So Guinness is partnering with Van Leeuwen, which I guess is a company that does wacky ice cream stuff
They
to make
do
a get.
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
Sorry,
they're gonna
continue.
make like a Guinness flavored beer, but it's just so boring. Like we talked about Giada De Laurentiis doing like the alcoholic like beer slushy or whatever. That's more interesting to me. Just tasting like Guinness, it's like, oh, cool, you're gonna ruin ice cream? That sounds like a
Also, I
plan.
feel like a Guinness ice cream thing, like, I think it's already kind of happened.
Yeah, I've had
This feels familiar.
I've seen and had a Guinness float before. You like
Yeah.
end up a Guinness with some vanilla ice cream, and it's pretty good.
Like ice cream is obviously very much a thing, and then you dump that into some Guinness, like hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think what Tyler is poking fun at is that Guinness doesn't really have much flavor. It's just kind of like smooth and bland and
I think Guinness is so weak, and it's crazy when people are like, oh, I love a hearty Guinness. I'm like, what?
I was really into Guinness when I first started drinking beer, which was like, when I was like in college or
Sure.
whatever, or like I went to Scotland to study abroad and I was 20, but the drinking age there was 18. I was like,
Yeah.
woo! So I would go, I didn't really know how to drink it. So I would go out to bars in like Edinburgh and get like half pints of Guinness because I just didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. But ever since then, yeah, I discovered other beers and I'm like, this is not that exciting. It's like fun, it's
Yeah.
fine. And if you're like in there, like if you're over in like the UK or Ireland, like
Sure.
hell yeah, get a really good local Guinness. They are better over there somehow, but like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure, over there it's
Yeah.
like part of the culture or whatever, but I just find it weak in every weak in body, weak in alcohol, weak in flavor. And so the fact that it's like not alcoholic and it's just gonna taste like Guinness, I'm like, let's
I
not,
also
shall
think they're
we?
like the whole article, they're really playing it up. They're like,
Yeah.
oh, it's so unexpected in the best way. I think people are really going to be surprised by how naturally Guinness and ice cream go together. But as we've already said, like, it's already going together
Right.
in a
Yeah.
lot of places, in a lot of contexts. Like, it's not as crazy as they think it is. Like, it'd be wilder if they were like, I don't know, we talked about like Corona earlier. If they were like, oh, Corona, we're doing a ice cream with them and it has lime and Corona flavor in it, that'd be whack.
Yeah, for a
Also
product
probably
even for
good.
its
Would try
like
it.
smooth texture and like yeah. It's already
Yeah.
got kind of like a malty toasted flavor, like
Yeah. I'm not into it. I think this is a boring play. I want these beer companies when they're doing something goofy to really swing for the fences, you know?
Yeah, this just feels very like if I went to the grocery store and there was an ice cream there that was like, this is Guinness flavor, I'd be like, oh, I'm not gonna buy it. But I wouldn't be like, that's insane. I can't
Yeah.
believe they
Yeah.
did that.
Apparently, I can buy this online.
Yeah, $12 for 14 ounces or something like that.
It'd be
So
local
much.
delivery or pickup. Okay. I was like, what are you gonna mail me ice cream? That's ridiculous.
Do you have
Well, I
those
mean,
Van Leeuwen scoop shops near you?
I checked their website and it looks like a bunch of grocery stores around me have them. So I'll have to take a look next time I'm out. This is
Yeah.
a thing that I would buy once, honestly, for science.
I mean, I'd buy it for the podcast, but I wouldn't like
Yeah.
want it.
I'll say, unlike the free Miller Lite thing, Massachusetts is on the Van Leeuwen ice cream list,
Yeah.
and Wisconsin is not.
This
So
is
you'll
a
have to do it for all of us
it
for
is
it.
like an East Coast brand, isn't it?
Think so?
Is it?
Yeah,
Okay.
I think so too. I think it's New York.
Van
There's a few in Boston. You gotta go, you gotta do this.
Leeuwen. Yeah, I'll give it a, all right, I'll see if I can give it a shot and report back.
There we go. So Mary's gotta get a free Miller Lite. Boris has
Mm-hmm.
gotta get some Van Leeuwen Guinness ice
Guinness
cream.
ice cream.
And I, once again, am scot-free.
Yep.
I feel like you're gonna get it. If you do get it, it's gonna be like, this is fine.
Yeah, like I'm sure it's just gonna be like okay.
Tastes like Guinness ice cream,
But
which
my
is
wife
also what
likes
I've already
Guinness.
tasted.
Yeah, my wife likes Guinness and she likes ice cream, so I think we'll it won't go to
Might.
waste, I'm sure.
That's good. That's fun. All righty. Well, that's the end of them articles. Are we about at the end of our beers?
Tyler, did you tell us about your life? I
Yeah.
never talk about my life ever.
Oh,
So now
do
is
you
a great
not?
opportunity. Now that Sam is gone,
No,
you have
I.
ceased to reign.
Now that you have two people that actually care about your life for the podcast with you,
No,
Tyler.
Sam always gets mad that I don't talk about it, but I'm the host. That's not my responsibility. I don't know. I don't have that much going on, really. Like I said, I got to go to court in August for this second penile-based offense.
Are you going as like, what is the context of this court case? Are you like going as like a witness? Like, yeah, I caught that guy doing
I
it, or
know.
like, what is the sitch?
So for both this one and the previous one that I also had to go to court for, Mary,
Oh
did
my
you not
God.
know that I've done this twice? Are you
I
not
have
aware of
not
this?
heard about this.
Really? So I've caught
You
two
don't
different
talk about
people.
this stuff on the episodes that I'm on. I think you try to keep it a little PG for
I'm
me.
surprised you haven't listened to every episode, is all.
Sam gets so mad at me when I reveal I don't listen to any episodes, and I'm like, I don't know why this is so surprising to you. Cool.
So I've caught two different dudes jerking off at the park.
Oh my God.
And so one I already went to court for, and he got a fine and is no longer allowed on any park property. So that's good. And the other one I have to go to court for in August. And so technically, I'm the victim because, yeah.
They were exposed and you saw them.
I mean,
Exactly.
you are, but it's just very amusing to hear you
Oh
refer to
boy, it
yourself as the victim.
seemed to go and just be like, I was very distressed by this.
I gotta be honest, guys. It really bugs me when they refer to me as the victim. Like I got contacted by like the victim services unit, and I was like, guys, I'm the hero in this situation, okay? You get it right.
Oh man, they're like, just wait, the stroker revoker will be here soon to save you.
I
You're
am the stroker revoker.
helpless.
It
No, it's like,
seems
okay.
Clint thing where you
Yeah,
can't
you've got
reveal
your
that you are the hero.
It really bugs me.
They're like telling
That's
Clark Kent, like, I think
yeah.
Superman's gonna be here any minute
Right.
to come save you. It's
Yeah,
like,
it does bother me. That's a real emotion I feel. But anyway, so the first time I went, I just had to sit in court all day because they were like, he's not going to take this plea because he says it was like a kidney issue. And I was like, a kidney issue doesn't require you to jerk off. And then so they came back and they were like, yeah, he's going to take the plea. So I just had to like sit in court and I didn't have to testify. And I bet the same thing's going to happen for this guy.
it was
But if
a
I,
kidney issue.
kidney issue. I have to jerk it every 30 minutes or my kidney stops working.
And so like if I don't show up, they just automatically don't get any charges. So I just have to show up and probably just hang out in court for the day, and then this guy will take a plea too. Or he won't, like an idiot, and I'll be like, yeah, I saw him with his dick out. Please sentence him to whatever you were going to sentence him to.
I'm a victim.
I
I'm a
guess.
victim and victimized.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh God. Are you worried that you're going to see too many people doing this and the people are going to be like, it's really weird that Tyler's always there when someone's jerking it in the park?
Not until you just said that.
I was going to ask, what do you think it is about you that makes people spontaneously start jerking off in a park?
That is also a question I don't love.
See, Tyler, you need to bring content to the show, or else we're just going to keep going back to this one thing
I
about you.
guess. I guess.
Be
I
like,
don't
how I
know.
run around that park too sexy.
Yeah. No, it's just that I'm in like parts of the park that not a lot of people frequent at like times that not a lot of people are there. So obviously
Right.
perverts are going to be there, you
The
know?
perverts know that too. They're like, not a lot of people are here at
Yeah,
this time.
exactly.
Oh
Exactly.
no,
Yeah.
you're keeping
I had
pervert
the
hours in
perfect
the park.
crime. It was all
Right.
planned out.
If it wasn't for this one guy.
I studied your schedules and everything.
It is crazy that you could just go into the woods to like jerk it and then somebody catches you.
Okay, well,
what?
Mary, you might have a bit of a skewed view of what's going on here.
I
It's
do.
not like I'm going out to like tag a great blue heron and I'm like, "What's that? It's a man jerking off in the middle of the woods." No, they were like in their cars, like in the parking lot.
Oh
Yeah.
man, it's
And it's
okay.
mostly like when I'm going to like lead tourists and I'm like, "Well, guess I'll be actually calling the police instead."
Oh no. I was definitely just picturing like a guy like on a bench on like a trail, like
No,
next to like
no.
a trash
Oh
can
yeah, I was
somewhere in a
picturing a
park.
trench coat and hiking boots and
Yeah.
like.
No.
Trench coat hiking boots.
Well, apparently there was a flasher in a trench coat at the park I previously worked at, but they didn't put me on the case. Obviously, if they had, I would have gotten him.
You were still a junior detective.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So hopefully there won't be a third, is all I can say.
There's just like, there are bathrooms everywhere, man.
Yeah.
You can just get a little cubicle to yourself.
Well, that wouldn't satisfy them, though. You know, it's
Yeah.
the jerking off
The
in
risk of
public that they're
getting
going
caught is
for.
part of
Yeah.
it.
Right.
What if it's really going to court with Tyler Dryblatt that gets them off, and this is all just like.
Okay. All right. I
Should we
don't
end
like
it?
where
I feel like we
this.
should end this.
Yeah, you guys were like, here's some. We're two people who really care about your life. And then you're just like, yeah, these guys want to hump the shit out of you.
No, it's not even that they want to touch you. They just want to see you in court in a suit.
I'm not. I'm
But
not into it. I'm not into it. You think I showed
yeah.
up in a suit? Get out of here. I didn't show up in a suit.
And they trusted your testimony? Wild.
I didn't have to testify. Remember, he took a plea, copped a plea.
I thought you'd said kidney issues don't require jerking
No,
it.
no, no. So it was
Testifying.
like the prosecutor and the defense were like going back and forth, and like the defense is like, well, he just actually had to pee because of a kidney issue. He wasn't jerking off. And the prosecutor was like, well, that's what the defense says. And I was like, no. And then they went back to the defense and they're like, no. And then they took a plea.
You're like, I know what jerking it
Yeah.
looks like, and it looks like what that man was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay. Are you happy now, the
Yeah,
two
I'm
of you?
thrilled.
Very
Thank you,
satisfied. 10 out
Tyler.
of 10. 5 stars. Would be here again.
Vultures.
Yes.
All
Thank you for
right.
rehashing all of that with me. I'm sorry about your trauma.
Yeah. Oh, brother. Boris, tell us about your beer.
I had Stellwagen Beer Company's Dockside Dew Honeydew IPA. Do the do.
Get it while they're still making it because they're definitely going to get sued.
Get it before they get sued and probably just have to like change the name and the label. Yeah, okay, so this kind of devolved. I don't love it as much as I did at the
Oh,
beginning.
no.
I think as it warmed up, like the I think the kind of little like honeydew flavoring got a little too like cloyingly sweet for me.
Honey, don't.
Honey don't. Get 'em. But you know, overall, like I think it's still like it's an okay New England IPA. It's a little sweeter than I'd like, and I kind of gotta respect the that they went for it, both in the flavor and the marketing department. So I'm gonna give them a 5 on this one. I think the beer is not my favorite, but I think they at least are trying something interesting here. And I will recommend this to. Honestly, people who like fruit beers or sour beers might be into this. It kind of like I think those flavors kind of come out especially towards the end of the beer. So yeah, I'll recommend it to anyone like that who might be on this call.
I might
Okay.
check it out sometime. Sounds pretty cool to me. I also love
Well,
Mountain Dew, which doesn't seem like it's part of the flavor, but it's part of the vibe.
it's not. Yeah, this
Yeah.
does not taste like a Mountain Dew before anyone gets
So
excited there.
you wouldn't pair this with like playing World of Warcraft or something like that?
Ooh, I mean,
Got him.
drinking and playing video games is like a match made in heaven.
Time-honored tradition, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to tell anyone they can't drink while playing video games, but
All right.
yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't.
Well, I had Tenek Brewing Company Chesapeake Lager. I forgot to mention that this is apparently a woman and veteran-owned company, so they
Ooh.
needed to put that on the can. It was 5% ABV. It says a traditional amber lager, and it tasted like it, but it was pretty clean and crisp. I think I'll give it a 5.5, which is probably like the ceiling on this kind of beer style. You know, it was fine. I would recommend it to. I guess like so like you were at a party and it's like this or like Yingling. I would probably drink this.
Go for that. Okay.
Yeah, but other than that, like it's gonna be more expensive than like your just macro lagers and it so whatever. Mary?
Yeah. So I had from Three Sheeps Brewing their sour, Sowre. It's sour ale with passion fruit and blackberry. This is good. I mean, I like a sour, so I enjoy drinking it as a sour. Is it like the best sour I've ever had? No. Is it the most interesting sour I've ever had? No. So I feel
Yeah.
like I'm gonna give it like a 6 because I feel like tomorrow, I'm not gonna remember that I drank this or thought it was particularly good. So it's like I think it's
Yeah.
good, but it's like not like, oh man, I'm gonna be thinking about this like later because I liked it so
Not
much.
memorable.
So yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I don't always do recommendations, but if you like sours and you see this, like try it. See what you think. But
Sure.
don't think you're gonna get like, you know, excited for like a novel beer.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, I hope this was everything that the two of you were hoping for.
Yes.
Big thanks to Sam for being gone for 2 weeks. He will be back next episode for good or
Maybe.
ill. Yeah,
Whew.
maybe, I
If
guess.
they let him out of Canada, who knows?
That's true. Maybe he'll get detained because his visa is out of date or whatever. Because he's got a fucking who's the vice president? JD Vance meme on his phone. He won't be allowed back in.
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
That'd
Should I
be
send him? Should we all
yeah.
send him like
I was just gonna
a
say,
JD Vance
crazy we should
anti-Trump
send him,
bullshit
yeah.
if he gets stopped at the border?
We should send him a
Oof.
bunch of real spicy political stuff and then tip off the border crossing.
Fucking yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listener, if you have a better idea of how to make sure Sam never comes back to the USA,
If you have a spicy political meme,
yeah,
send
you
Sam's direct
can.
phone number.
Or BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. Comment links to Brews Twos or Blue Sky as at Brews Day Tuesday. Don't let us keep going. See you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes the shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine. Somehow, like, you know, wait until like three stacks and the kids were through the border and then somehow nail Sam goodbye
Collateral
himself.
damage.